talking with Joey Harrington. Want to deviate to another pretty fair duck quarterback, Justin Herbert. When he came out as the sixth overall pick, you heard the nitpicking and can he lead? Can he generate the command needed in the pros? And now his first 2 years are like very few others. So, Joey, when he was coming out of Oregon, what did you think of him heading in as an NFL quarterback and any way to predict that he would just blow up like this?
I think if anybody tells you that they knew he would blow up like this, they're lying. You know that, right. that there's no way that you can. People can say, "Oh, sure, I thought he'd be successful," but the amount of success that he's had in his first 2 years is truly, astronomical. It's fantastic. I think the one thing, and if you're looking back on this, I don't truly believe that his skill set was maximized at Oregon. You could see things that, it's like, why don't they do X? Why don't they allow him to do Y? You know, I'd like to see more of Z. When you get to the NFL, people don't really, I don't want to say people don't care about the rah-rah leadership, right? You know, I would say that's more accentuated in college football.
Sure.
Right? That is the quintessential, college, on campus, rousing the troops, go get one for the Gipper, which Justin isn't. Right, that's never been his personality, and so I think that criticism, rose out of the idea that he wasn't a big vocal college football leader. When you get to the NFL, I don't want to say nobody cares, but if you're playing football, if you're producing on the field, guys don't really they don't care at all whether or not you're giving halftime speeches or out in front, because playing winning football increases their paycheck, right? That's what all this is about.
Sure.
So Justin goes out and throws for 350 and a couple touchdowns, and they win the football game. Guys in the locker room don't care if he's giving a speech afterwards, because they know they win football games. And when they win, then they get paid, and that's what the NFL is about. And when you get paid and you win, then you are accepted. Like, you are praised, and so it's almost like this idea where his skill set wasn't truly used until he got to the NFL. And then once he got there, the fact that he's not a big rah-rah vocal leader, it doesn't matter, because he's playing incredible football. And physically, he is as good as anybody in the league. And he's being allowed to use those things right now. And it's so great to see. I'm excited to see what the trajectory of his career looks like, because I'll be honest, I'm curious to see if he can sustain this. Because if you're looking at this level for the next 10, 15 years, that's a hell of a career by the end.
So Joey Harrington reports making a lot of money and winning football games is important in the NFL. I just wanted to make sure that we're breaking this story.
I think I would put it the other way around. I would say, and I say it, tongue in cheek,
sure.
But it's part of the reason why I wasn't, why I didn't have the success that, myself and many others had hoped, is because I was brought in as that rah-rah guy, right? I was brought in as the guy that could turn around the fates of a franchise. But rather than go in and just play, we're getting into, we're getting sidetracked here.
Sure,
right?
We are.
had I simply gone out and played, great football like Justin, all that stuff would have just taken care of itself, right? It's almost a secondary thing in the NFL. It is a business. You go out and do your job and play great football, guys are going to love you and support you, because that breeds job security. If you don't do that, then what happens is guys get cut and rosters get turned over and coaches get fired. And now guys have to pick up their family and they have to pull their kids out of school and they got to move to a different city. Like, that's the reality of that league. So, yeah, playing quarterback, playing exceptional football, gives everybody else job security and makes everybody else money, and that makes people happy.
No question about it. Perfectly put. A couple final thoughts for Joey. For years, you guys were on Comcast in Portland with Jordan Ken, Anthony Newman, Aaron Fentress for Talking Ducks. It was always a really informative, entertaining show. Then the Blazers end up switching stations. Things closed down. But then you kind of, I guess it's the age of the reboot. So aside from putting up with my friend Mr. Fentress, what about bringing it back? Because, Joey, it seems like you guys just have a ball doing that show.
It's been a lot of fun. And I don't know that I'd necessarily call it a reboot as much as it is just a transition, right?
Okay.
We never stopped. That was the thing. We tried, they closed up, and we said, Jordan and I said, well, we don't want to stop doing this, so let's just take over ownership. So that's the only change is Jordan and I are now a team and a partnership that puts this show together. We're currently on CW in most markets around the state. Potentially, we are distributing through YouTube and through our website. I mean, there's so many different ways to distribute content now, but that's the thing that the feedback that we got was that people really enjoyed the show and didn't want to see it go away. So we said, all right, we'll take it over and kind of make this a little fun little side gig, because it is true that I'm glad to hear you say that it looks like we have fun, because we really do have a lot of fun. It's a great group of guys, and I'd like to think that we bring some good perspective to the discussions.
And the last thing I want to get to, quarterback Ducks 2022. I know last year a lot of folks wanted to see more of Ty Thompson or maybe Jay Butterfield. Then Coach Lanning brings in Bo Nix from Auburn. So that decision, does it say anything about how prepared the young guys are, or just could we say, how could it not be wise to add experience, talent, and just up the level of competition?
And here's what I'm going to say. I have no idea. I have no expertise in this area because I've never seen any of them play or practice on an Oregon practice field. That's the thing that I think on one hand makes me laugh and on the other hand makes me frustrated, is there's this assumption, with all the criticism coming at Anthony Brown this year and wanting to see Ty Thompson, there's this assumption that the coaches have some sort of ulterior motive rather than just wanting to win football games. The coaches are going to put the players on the field that give them the best chance to win football games. That's reality. Because if they don't win football games, then they lose their job. Remember this discussion we had a minute ago? Good football teams breed job security, no matter what the level. So the idea that Ty Thompson was somehow the better quarterback last year, I'm trying to think of the way to say this. By making that statement, what you're saying is that you know better than the coaches who see those guys every day,
exactly.
Who see them every single day on the practice field, who see them every single day in the film room, who see them every day in the weight room. And I'm not going to put myself in that position to make a decision, after watching somebody one time in a spring game or, with seven snaps and cleanup time at the end of a blowout. Like that's not a position for me, and I don't pretend to know more than the coaches do who see him every single day. So what does it say to me? It says that you got some really talented kids that came out of high school in Butterfield and Ty Thompson, guys who are, ranked highly. But as, your friend and my Aaron Fentress and I like to talk about, is those stars don't mean a thing once you get away from mom's cooking and someone doing their laundry and the coach is coddling them and, somebody giving them an A because they're a football player. Like, those things change as soon as you realize you're on your own and you're in the world of college football. Right. So this whole idea that, the stars, the four stars and five stars make them absolutely fantastic, it gives them a better chance. but you still got to show up and play. And so I don't have any problem with bringing in a Bo Nix. I think that having veteran stability in a locker room, in a quarterback room, is important. I think having competition within a quarterback room is important. And I think we're going to see that from all the guys, whether it's Thompson or Butterfield or Nix or anybody else for that matter. And when the coaches do make a decision on who that guy is going to be for next year, I trust that those coaches have made the decision for the right reason and have studied and watched and talked amongst themselves and made the best decision for the team to win football games. And I'm going to support them.
You know, I'll tell you, I had a caller, I think, maybe put this all in a nutshell. He called me, he said, Steve, I just want to, it was after the what I consider the knuckleheads who booed Anthony Brown at home. He called up and he said, Steve, I just want everybody to understand the chances are Coach Cristobal is putting out Anthony Brown because he thinks he could win that game. His goal isn't to aggravate Al, Fred, Elaine, and Jack in section 12. And I just, yeah. I thought, there you go. Nutshell after all of that.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
Yep, but that's why they're called fans, right, Steve? There's a fanatic, like, often irrational, emotional response to that often gets in the way of just taking a deep breath and saying, okay, let's think about this thing logically.
All right, folks, he's Joey Harrington on Twitter. He's an irrational and a sane person on social media. The handle's at Joey3Harrington. Again, the Harrington Foundation does amazing work online, harringtonfamilyfoundation.org. Joey, great having you on. Much appreciate the time, the insight, wishing you and your family well. And as this season approaches, expect a phone call. I'd love to talk again down the road.
You know where to find me, buddy. Thanks, Steve.
All right, take it easy.